The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All right. Good morning, 7:07 on a Friday. Here we go. Today's sunny and cool, high of 70. Tonight, clear, low of 48. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, high of 74. Looking like a good weekend ahead of us. A long one, too, I might add.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
It ain't Brock. Brock's in Montana. He'll be back in a week and a half. President Trump is donating $1 million of his own money to the hurricane relief effort, which is a lot of money. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. If you like him, you hate him, you got to give it to him. $1 million of his personal money. Regardless, he has a lot of money. But still, you got to give it to him, man. $1 million. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Meanwhile, rapper Bun B doesn't want Trump to appear on the big three-city telethon he's organizing unless he does it with past presidents, because he thinks Trump divided the nation with his comments on Charlottesville. All right, moving on. Hurricane Harvey, the showbiz randoms here. J.J. Watt's new goal of donation, $15 million. Dara. Drake pitched in $200,000. Miley Cyrus donated $500,000. Thank you to all of you guys doing that, donating money to that. That's it's a scary situation. Our viral video today will bring you to that quick. It makes you think. And check that out. Morning Show Diaries at WIRX.com later on today. Moving on. When Robert Pattinson first moved to L.A., he lived in an apartment with Dustin Diamond. Screech from Saved by the Bell. He says, quote, "Hey, I loved it. I love Screech. I really miss it, actually. Screech was the first person to introduce me to Hot Pockets, and I found out right away to not call him Screech. He hates that, apparently." Moving on. Yesterday, Justin Bieber became the second person to have 100 million Twitter followers. Wow. 100 million Twitter followers. Katy Perry did it first. She's up to 103 million, right behind Justin, his former president, Barack Obama, with 94 million. Moving on, Nicolas Cage became friends with Jim Carrey on a movie set in the 80s, and he says that later on, Jim asked him to be in Dumb and Dumber with him. But he says, quote, "I wanted to do a much smaller movie instead called Leaving Las Vegas." Mr. Cage, you blew it!